Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. Today is Friday, October 5th, 2018. We're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. Today is podcast number 23, The Power of Words. I'm glad that you're joining us today, and I hope that you're having a great day so far. So let's jump into today's topic, the power of words. You know, I love to teach people about the power of nonverbal communication. I also love to speak about the power of verbalized communication. If you've listened to all of my podcasts, you know that communication is a big part of my message. For anyone that does public speaking, you know that sometimes you're hitting on all cylinders. Your mind is sharp and you feel like you're connecting to your audience. And then there are other times when you kind of feel like you lost your mojo. Usually, we're our own worst critics, but communication seems to be like that sometimes in everyday life. Sometimes we feel connected with someone, we had a great conversation with a friend or family member, we felt great about that, and then there are other days that we wish we could press the communication do-over button because we miscommunicated our feelings, or we said things that we wish we hadn't, or we had an argument, or did something or said something we weren't pleased with. The list goes on and on. We've all experienced occasions where we said something in anger or otherwise that we desperately wish we could retract. We can't. You know, words are like arrows shot from a powerful bow. When they're released, they're done so with power, and they stay on the trajectory for the intended target, which when reached, it pierces. Words pierce. And some go directly to the proverbial heart. And we've all been in situations where we've conjured up a devastating verbal blow that we've prepared for someone in a disagreement or an argument. They're what I refer to as the verbal nuclear option, and boy, do they leave a path of devastation. The fallout and nuclear winter that follow can destroy a relationship in a matter of seconds. These come with no early warning systems, although usually there's a little voice inside of our heads that whispers the famous line, "Don't do it," just before the verbal bomb is released. Oops, I should not have said that, is the profound mental reaction after the fact. Too late, you just vaporized somebody. You threw civility and diplomacy out the window and dropped the coup de grace. What follows when we do this is usually a look of utter surprise and disappointment, all wrapped up in a well-packaged, nonverbal facial message signaling the four horsemen apocalyptic response of surprise, anger, disgust, and contempt. What did you accomplish? Do you feel better now? Has this happened with your spouse, a friend, a child? You know, for some of you, it's happened. And within that group, there are some that it's happened many times. And for some, they're no longer married. Huh, I wonder why. Some have lost some good friends, and some have lost the respect, trust, and confidence of their own kids. Think about that one. Will that leave a mark? You better believe it'll leave a mark. You know, the Bible says a lot about the destructive and healing power of the words we use, how they bring life and death, how they can crush a spirit, how words can heal, bring life and health. There's a good reason for us to know the power of our words and how important it is for us to think and contemplate the words we speak. Do you have any friends or family members who are considered people of few words, i.e. they don't talk a lot? We all know people like that, right? A lot of people in that core category will tell you that they don't speak unless they have something meaningful to say. Sounds a lot like wisdom, doesn't it? We have those on the other side of the spectrum who actually don't shut up. We know those people, right? People who blab incessantly, who love to hear themselves talk, who only hear themselves talk, who engage in conversations only to hear one side of the conversation, theirs. You know, listening has become a lost art in this country, and we could all use a little more wisdom when it comes to communication, to conflict avoidance, to kindness, to not using destructive words, to listening to others when they speak. Let me leave you with a few suggestions about the power of words and how they can be more effective in our communication. Number one, choose your words wisely. Think before you speak. Ask yourself this question: is what I'm going to say going to help the situation, or is it going to hurt the situation? If it's the latter, don't say it. Build people up. Don't tear people down. Don't criticize. Don't complain. Nobody likes a complainer. Did you hear that? Nobody likes a complainer. So if you are a complainer and you think that people like hearing you complain, you may want to rethink that. You're what I refer to in an earlier podcast as the black cloud. You drag a black cloud with you everywhere you go, and people have to stand under that black cloud while you complain. Nobody wants to hear it. You know, don't talk about others. Gossipers and those who condemn others are bottom feeders who get their jollies from hurting others and use gossip like currency, hoping it will buy them favor with people. Newsflash, if someone is a gossiper and you're a gossip facilitator, i.e. the one who listens, you can rest assured that they talk about you negatively to others when you're not around. Don't give gossipers an ear. Gossipers stir up strife to spark divisiveness and disruption, especially in an office environment or at school, in friend groups. It's a spectator sport for them. Tell the gossipers to get another sport. Pay attention to others when they're speaking. Pay sincere compliments to people. Connect with people through real conversation. I'm not talking about emails. I'm not talking about texting, Facebook messaging, Instagram, LinkedIn messaging. I'm talking about real-time, actual face-to-face conversation with people where you look them in the eyes, smile, and talk about what's important to them. Too far for a face-to-face? Pick up the phone and call your friends or family. It's okay. Don't be afraid of face-to-face and telephonic communication, where you can see the body language and hear the vocal inflections. It's okay. I love communicating the old-fashioned way in person. You listen attentively. Pay attention to what's being said. Communicate to help people who are hurting heal. There are a lot of people in pain who are sick, who are going through a difficult situation, who are lonely, who've lost loved ones, who are in a personal crisis with a relationship, a family member, financially. They need somebody to talk to. Be that person. Sometimes that just means sitting down and looking them in the eyes and letting them get it out. Listen, then provide some words of encouragement, of kindness, words of hope. Wow, don't we need a lot more of that in this world? Don't engage in stereotyping or any kind of language that's divisive. People are people. No one is entitled to any more respect or dignity than anyone else. White, black, regardless of your skin color, your background, whatever. Respect your fellow humans. We don't always agree, and that's okay. We have to live together, support each other, and be kind to each other. It's actually not that difficult. Connect with your kids. This is a big one for me, you know that. Connect with your kids through your words. Start early and do it often. Get on their level. Smile. Be fun. Laugh. Talk about what's important to them. Teach them right from wrong. Be there when they need to talk. Too busy to talk to your kids? Then you'll reap what you sow. And you can come back in a few years and listen to this podcast and say that I told you so. You make time for your kids. Be an example for excellence. They need your time. They need to communicate with you. Don't ever give up a chance to talk to your kids. Too busy? No. We choose how we spend our time. Let me know if your job or your smartphone or whatever is more important than your kids. I don't think it is. And if you don't give time to your kids today, when they need you, you are going to regret it later in your life. When they don't want to call you, they don't want to visit you, you might have a reason for that. Think about it. Tell people you care about them. Tell your spouse you appreciate them, that you love them, and show it. Tell your kids you love them every day. Tell your friends how much you appreciate them. Let them know. When you use words, smile. Look people in the eyes, be kind, compassionate, and empathetic. Don't waste your time talking about nonsense. Make your words count. For you cursers out there, how's that working out for you? Do you feel tougher or more important when you use foul language? Impressing your friends and family with your impressive vocabulary? Seriously? I don't get it. To me, foul language screams of weakness, not of strength. Build relationships with your words. Build people up, encourage, compliment, give them hope and guidance. You know, words are more powerful than you could ever think. And they do one of three things. They lift people up, they tear them down, or they're just empty nothingness words that no one ever remembers or cares about. Wasted oxygen in the production. Use your words wisely today and make a commitment to be an exceptional user of words in your business, in your personal life, and everywhere you go and with everyone you meet. Be the best person that you can be every day. Thanks for joining us today. Until next week.